Apple Pay and using our smartphones for all sorts of different things. Mario Armstrong is a digital lifestyle expert, a tech expert. Good morning, Mario. Thanks
good
for joining
morning,
us this
guys.
Morning.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for sharing a bit of your time this morning. I guess a lot of things now are going towards our phone as far as payments are concerned, and the new Apple Pay that's come our way. Kind of explain that to us. I'm not an Apple user. I'm not that. I haven't fallen into that track. But tell me exactly what it's all about.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you know, and I think this is regardless of whether you're, you know, an Apple user or not. I think this is just still something that's very innovative and important to kind of talk about, because as more phones will be actually being used as our wallet for purchases, it's not going to really matter soon which phone you're on. But right now we're talking about Apple Pay, which just came out with MasterCard technology working with them as well. And we're talking 220,000-plus stores right now have the ability to take a transaction from your phone, to authorize a transaction from your phone. So how it works today is you normally walk into a store, you pull out your wallet, you find the card, and then you swipe it across the terminal. And when you do that, that magnetic strip that's on your card shares a lot of other information that you may not be aware of, some personal information, credit card numbers, stuff like that. With the phone replacing that, you put in your credit card information into the phone, but it's not stored in the phone. And when you walk up to a register, you pull your phone out, and you put it near the terminal, and you hold your finger down on the fingerprint touch ID portion of your phone, and it scans your fingerprint, says, yes, that's Mario, put the transaction through, and then it goes to the credit card that's on my phone that I've chosen to pay for that particular purchase.
Okay.
I've done this out in the wild myself, man, and within a second and a half, the transaction goes through. And a lot of people may not know this, but it's actually more secure this way than it is to actually have that piece of plastic in there.
So that is my first question, is how secure is this? It just does not seem like a good idea. You've got your entire financial life on your phone.
Well, you may have other apps that may have some of that information on your phone. But most apps, like, you know, when you're using your bank app or things of that nature, they have high security on their devices. Apple Pay wouldn't be coming out with MasterCard if the two companies weren't ready for this, because we've all seen the events with Home Depot and other stores like Target that have had to deal with all types of different types of fraud. And this is going to help reduce that type of fraud, so reduce it greatly. I mean, there's three different steps that are more secure than that card in your hand now. With the phone, it needs to know it's you, so it has this fingerprint or a code that you type in, your PIN code on your phone that you would type in. Two, inside your phone is a unique code that is assigned to you and to your device. And then three, when the transaction actually goes through, when information is passing from your phone to the merchant, it's not your credit card number that's being passed. It's a unique code that's just verifying that you are enabled, that you are allowed to authorize this transaction. So it's going to be a little different for people to get their heads around, because they're used to grabbing their wallet, holding that card, and seeing it. But if you lose your wallet, you know how much of a mess that can be to try to clean that up. If you lose your phone, the thieves aren't going to get anything anyway, because the data is not stored on that device. And you could shut it down remotely if you needed to. You don't even have to have the phone in your possession to shut it down.
One of the other things I wanted to talk about, it has to do with the chip-enabled credit cards. I guess these are taking place, I mean, overseas. Other countries have already done this. Why is the United States kind of a little behind on this, and what's the future? How soon is that going to be taking place?
You know, man, we were taking our time. You know, we were looking at Europe. We're checking them out. No, I'm just kidding. We took a little bit longer. You're right. Europe's had this for over a decade. And so now you have companies that are, like, leading that way. Like, I'm holding a MasterCard in my hand. You can't see it, obviously, but I'm holding it in my hand. And on that card is what looks like an embedded chip that's on the card. And so I would put my thumbprint or fingerprint on that chip while I do the transaction. And it's going to be much more secure. And it's just taken us a while to get there. But now companies are moving fast to do this. By October of 2015, that'll be all in place, and some companies are not waiting till 2015 to make it so. And a lot of the merchants have to upgrade their point-of-sale systems for this new technology to work. So over the next year, you're going to hear a lot more about this, but you're going to start seeing cards coming to you with these chips embedded on them.
So if you have Apple Pay, obviously that's the way to go. But this coming upcoming holiday shopping season, what else can you do to stay safe with your shopping?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. Like my wife and I, every year we use a couple of apps. One of my favorite go-to apps is called Slice. I don't know if you guys ever heard of this or used it, but it's a free app. And basically it tracks all of your online purchases. So you're no longer like digging through your email trying to find that receipt for that thing you bought. Not only does it track all your receipts so that it makes it easy for you to just find an item that you purchased so you can return it or exchange it if you need to, but it also tracks the shipping. So if you're buying multiple gifts this holiday season and they're going to different addresses and you're worried about things getting there on time, you don't have to log into UPS for the one thing for grandma and then log into FedEx.com to find the thing you're sending to your brother. You can get all of that information right there within the one app of Slice. So I think that really gives you a lot of peace of mind and just reduces stress, unnecessary stress. And then the second thing is you know, using MasterCard's Nearby app. They have a free app that you can download. It's called Nearby app, MasterCard Nearby. And it'll help you find all the locations that accept Apple Pay or contactless payments. You can also find ATMs and places that give you cash back for shopping at those stores. So it's a great way to just, hey, I'm in New York, or hey, I'm visiting Cleveland. I don't really know where to shop or where the ATMs are. Let me find my bank's ATMs by using the MasterCard Nearby app.
Our guest today, Mario Armstrong, talking about Apple Pay technology as well. Where can people get good information, details on more of what we talked about today?
Yeah, I think, you know, I was thinking about that. I was like, I should have set up a website and everything for this information. So what I think I would do is if people really have questions, they can head over to MarioArmstrong.com. I'll get a page up pretty quickly. But they can also send me a message on Facebook or on Twitter at Mario Armstrong, and I'll reply.
So what's on your Christmas gift this year list? What is it that you are looking hopefully
to get? That's the question, right? Like, what does a digital guy want? That's a real good question. You know, I haven't fully made a decision on that one thing just yet. I mean, you know, I'm kind of blessed. I feel like I already got the TV. I'm good to go there. I don't. You know what I really like? Slingbox. Have you used Slingbox or heard of this?
I've heard of this. This is where I could be in China and change my remote at my home or something.
That's
in Cleveland, right?
That's right. So if you're a football fan or a news fan or you like to watch local stuff, but even not just local, but if you travel a lot and you want to be able to access your DVR at home or access your TV at home as if you're sitting in front of it, Slingbox is a great no monthly fee. You pay one time for the actual box. Connect it to your home system, and then you can watch over your phone or on your tablet or on your laptop anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Invented by guys who couldn't watch their football game where they were at.
You knew it. You knew where I was going with
That's what drives people. Men, I got to find my football. I'll invent something for it.
Can you imagine that's how it went down? Like some guys were having some drinks or, you know, everybody was having some beer and they were watching some football, and then someone was like, I can't see my Jets game.
Yeah.
Or I can't see my... You know, my Ravens game, whatever it is, and they were like came up with this great idea.
That's what drives us around here. You know that is. Mario, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it this morning.
All right, take care, guys. Appreciate being on.
Digital lifestyle expert, tech expert Mario Armstrong joining us this morning.